Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I was wondering what this was. I've got a bill on my credit card for Fresh Fit Lifestyle. What is this?
Well, we're a third-party call center. We have with a lot of online companies, so I have to look for it. Can I have a zip code to do so, please?
39553.
Thank you. And your name?
LaWanna McClain.
Okay, found you. And lastly, I do need you to verify the shipping address, please.
3661 Mackerel Drive, Ghost J.
Thank you. All right.
Shipping address,
shipping what? Oh, I have to see what it was, ma'am. One second. It's still loading for me. Sorry. Let's see. Okay, it pulled up for me. I'm looking at it. It says it was a contest entry to win a Dyson vacuum. The company that was doing this offer would be the Bites Hub Meal Planning app. So you download it. It gives you recipes to follow, counts your calories. As you use it, they would be the ones to send you the gift that you chose in the beginning.
Okay.
It says here it started from a survey.
Don't be fast on me. I don't understand what you're saying. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. What did you say? Did you say I'm going to slow down?
I'm saying, baby.
Okay. So it says here it started from a survey to win a free prize. The free prize was a Dyson vacuum. So the company that was doing these offers is called Bites Hub. It's a meal planning app on your phone that you download.
What, baby? Spell that for me.
Bites Hub, like you take a bite out of something.
A pie club?
Bites Hub.
Hub,
like
a club.
Hub, H-U-B.
Oh, pub, P-U-B?
H-U-B, H as in horse.
Hub,
Bites Hub. So it's a meal planning app. It counts your calories and gives you recipes. You use this app, and the company, they send you the prize that you selected in the beginning, which I see was a Dyson vacuum. Do you remember doing that?
I have no Dyson vacuum, and I'm not using no recipes.
Do you remember signing up for a Dyson vacuum?
No, ma'am.
Do you know anybody in your house that could have done it for you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I'll cancel this. Would you like for me to send you over to a fraud department so they can help you with these charges here if you didn't make them or anybody that you know?
So what am I supposed to do here?
So I'm going to cancel your account. I was just asking you, would you like for me to transfer to our fraud department so they can help you out with this account, because it sounds like you didn't make these purchases?
No, I didn't. I'm looking here to see what else is on here. What is this, Ella? It's EVOLUTIONTRAINER Premium. I guess what that means. It's got a telephone number in Florida. What is that?
How much were you charged for?
$24.99. And what is it?
I have no idea, ma'am. I think you would have to call that other number. The only charge I have is $49.89.
You don't have this on the bill?
What was that?
This is not on the bill that you're looking at?
Yep, that's all I see. The $49.89. I'm pretty sure it was a different company that charged you. You would need to call their customer service number. I have $49.89 here for you.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, so you taking it off?
I was going to ask you, did you want to get sent over to a fraud department, or, so this is an app that's in your email right now. If you would like to keep it, I can give you 50% off if you choose to.
I don't know what it is. No, I don't. Are you taking it off my account?
I'll go ahead and cancel your account. As a courtesy, ma'am, I'll go ahead and refund you $45. Would you like for me to process that today?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Give me 1 second. I'll give you confirmation. All right, it went through. Your refund takes about 3 to 5 business days. Your confirmation number is C as in cat.
9203 73263.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
That's all I gotta do?
Yeah. Yeah, I canceled it and refunded you. You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. You too. Bye-bye.